Can you guys hear me right now? So did you hear any of that stuff? So my apologies, folks. I just want to come out and start saying happy birthday to my son, Marcus. It's his 34th birthday. Yes, I'm an old fella. I do have a 34-year-old. But so what I was saying is, here's what I like to do. I like to start with the chart each day. But what I've been watching, though, lately is oil. Oil has been the predicator of why mortgage rates are going up, and mortgage applications are just plummeting right now as well. So I've been watching oil. The other markets have been watching oil as well. But there's what's called a backwardation going on in the markets right at this point. So I want to go over to that in a second. But each day, as you know, I like to start with the chart. And folks, this is bad news. Okay, all you have to understand is... we did not hear, but now it's okay. Good, good, good. Let me know. So I'm repeating myself. So my apologies, folks. So each day, all you have to understand is look at that number right up through there. I'm going to give you two pieces of advice. If it's red, that's bad. If it's over 10, that's even worse. That means mortgage rates are actually going to start to move. So here's the concern I have is right through here, a two-day chart. This is called a gap right through here. So I'm not going to go into real details with this, but usually when we open with a gap like this, it usually fills. So it means the market will come back up. Again, as this chart goes down, that's bad news for mortgage rates. But the good news is right now, well, the bad news is mortgage rates are down a lot over the, well, basically since the Iranian conflict. Why? It's oil. And a lot of people are now moving to adjustable rate mortgages. But how bad are things right down through here? So you imagine mortgage applications fell by 2.3%. A lot of people are going to adjustable rate mortgages. I'm going to talk to you about that in another video. But the whole culprit here is Iran. The Iranian situation in oil, it's causing inflation to spike, and basically the markets are freaking out and mortgage rates are going higher. And wait a second, Homes.com, my name's in there. So let's get over to this. So yesterday I had Homes.com call me and they were like, Dan, what's going on with rates? What's going to happen? What is going on? So here's a quick interview I have. I'll try to post this link down below, but here's what it's saying. That shift has in turn sent inflation higher, striking fears in the markets and ultimately leading lenders to raise mortgage rates. That was according to me. But if you go down through here, here's what I was talking about. I basically was saying when the war started in February, I, as well as most people, just thought, okay, this thing's going to last 2-3 weeks maybe. We'll have a spike in oil. That's what happened over the last few times that we've had this before. And then all of a sudden you'll have it just end and then everything will just come back to normal. Well, that's not happening right now. It's lasting longer, and that's freaking out the markets. But we have good news. But let's just go over to here, right through here. I was thinking that the same thing as most people. I thought this was going to be short-lived, as that's what I told Homes.com yesterday. Now, it's freaking out the markets. Even if you think this ends, you have an oil shortage, so prices are going to stay higher for longer, and that's going to keep the inflation stickier for longer. So let's get over to... what is the culprit today? It's oil. It's oil once again. Yesterday we had oil dropping below $100 a barrel. It was rallying. We thought the war was over, and now today we don't know really what's going on. So just track oil. But the good news is right through here. I've been tracking oil, but yesterday there was a report out that there's backwardation in the oil market. You don't really have to understand how this works. All you have to understand is the futures market, which is telling us where oil is going to be down the road, it's actually telling us it's going to be much lower. Okay, a lot lower. So here's what it's saying. Brent crude right now is about $105 a barrel. In 6 months, it should be about $88 a barrel. This is all the markets and the predictions markets telling us. So they're saying right now it's 105. 6 months from now, it's going to be 88. 12 months from now, it should be about $80 a barrel. It could even be better than these numbers. But here's the chart I want you guys to see right down through here. This is what backwardation means. If you look at the futures prices of oil, the futures saying the prices are coming way down. And this is even, you look at the poly markets and they're predicting the same thing. So this is telling me, and the markets, and this is what happened yesterday, it's saying, okay, even the futures markets is saying, okay, oil's going to come tumbling down, basically almost where it was previously before the war. That's going to be good news. Because remember when rates, right before the war, oil was about $60, $70 a barrel. Rates were at 5.99. Mortgage rates were at 5.99. Did you miss it? I'm going to make sure you don't miss it again. So let's get over to the economic news we have for today. So here's what the markets look at. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Here's all the stuff that people look at when they're trying to figure out where bond yields or where yields are going. And if you're watching this channel, you're a homeowner, you're a home buyer trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going, and that's a yield on a bond. So that's the chart that we go over through right through here. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. As the price goes down, the yields go up. So that's what's happening over through here. So let's get to the economic news that we have for today. We have some good news on the surface when it comes to housing starts and building permits. It looks pretty good. You go through here and it says housing starts. Last reading was 1.5. It was supposed to drop a little bit to 1.4. It went to 1.46. Okay, that's a good number. You go to building permits, 1.36, 1.38. Okay, went to 1.44. That's even better. Well, if you really look into the, you don't look at this as a book cover, look inside the book. Well, if you look inside the book, the numbers here saying single family home residencies, they're down 5%. So that means less single family homes are being built. So what's being built? 11% increase in multifamily. So they're saying, okay, more and more people are going to be renters. Is that you? Well, that's what I'm trying to help you understand. If you're looking to buy a house, that's why you're watching this channel. So the thing that's coming down the pike right through here is the markets are also looking at initial jobless claims. How bad is that? It's the employment market? Because if you see deterioration in the jobs market, then people are going to have, you know, they're not working, they're not making any money, they're on unemployment, and they can't afford stuff. So that's going to be detrimental to the economy, right? Okay, so we have initial jobless claims. That's pretty stable. We're usually about 200,000, and that's right on point. And then you go to continued claims, and this is where I really pay attention to the numbers, because if you lost your job, and let's say you got a job back pretty quick, then you're really not going to go into that continued claims. But if you stay there, and the jobs numbers get worse and worse and worse, and continued claims keep rising, that's going to be a bad employment market. We haven't seen it. And even the Fed came out a couple years ago saying, you know, there's going to be pain in households. Well, they said it was going to be in interest rates and prices of things, and they also said in the jobs market. We haven't seen that. And they basically, I'll say they did a pretty good landing on that part. Then you get to Philly Fed manufacturing. Manufacturing, that's going to be, we'll just skip past this because that's an adjustment that they made right through there. Manufacturing PMI is good. So basically the economic numbers are good. The employment numbers are good. Oil causing inflation to go up. But if you really look at the markets, why are the markets rallying? It's these things are here. It's the earnings reports that's coming out. So yesterday, Wednesday, we had NVIDIA coming out. That's what all the markets were waiting for to figure out, you know, where tech's going from here. But we had things like Target, Lowe's, TJ Maxx, the places you and I shop. Okay, how'd they do? Well, Target, if you see behind my head, Target's earnings per share was up 26%. Lowe's is 2. TJ Maxx is 19. This is why the stock market's doing what it's doing. It's overlooking the oil, saying, okay, these reports from these companies, they're really good. So earnings are good. That means people can stay, the employers can keep us on as employees. And now as long as our wage growth continues equal to or maybe a little bit higher than inflation, we might just be okay. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So if you go over and look at the Fed, and this is also what the bond market looks at, and we look at this every day, and I just want to prove a point. This is the stuff that affects rates. Okay, so these are the things that the Federal Reserve watches, and this is their mandate. They were put in place or created to control inflation, and they do that by the PCE. That's a personal consumption expenditure. And they also monitor the unemployment rates, and they also focus on the GDP. Well, they're saying, okay, well, inflation's uptick. That should be 2. Well, it's 3.5 on its way to 4. Okay, and then you have the unemployment rate staying at 4.3, and it's been there for years. Okay, it ticked up a little bit to 4.6, and it went down to 4.1, but we've been about 4.3 for the last few years. So it's not the jobs market that's hurting things. It's the oil. Okay, oil is the predicator here. So here's what the markets are telling us. Now, a lot of people, you're going to say mainstream media is coming in, and they keep telling us, and I heard it yesterday, in the next few meetings, there's a 50% chance, yeah, 50% chance the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates. I don't know where they're getting that number. I just watched an interview yesterday from the former Cleveland Fed official. She didn't say anything about it, and she's on my bandwagon. I'm staying here at these rates as long as oil stays up above $100 a barrel and inflation staying above. Well, I'm not saying that we need to get back down to 2%, but as soon as you see oil starting to teeter up down, you're going to see rates come down, but not as quick as a lot of people expected. And I'm saying this, the longer this duration stays out, well, the longer the rates are going to stay sticky. So should you lock in? Should you float? Well, let's talk to those out there. So if you're looking to buy, you're out there right now looking to buy, and you're like, okay, I got a house under contract, what are we doing? Lock it in. Don't play the game of, okay, tomorrow it could go down a little bit. The next day it could, you know, don't play the game, because mortgage rates, as we've seen on, I think it was Monday, they went up 1/8 of a percent. Can you afford an 1/8% increase in your payment from what you're maybe expecting? So make sure when you get pre-approved, make sure you get pre-approved at a rate maybe 0.25%, 0.5% higher. And that's what I was telling Homes.com yesterday. She says, what are you advising your clients? I'm like, I honestly don't know where rates are going to go. And I said, here's a comment I made. I said, I even tell my kids this. It's okay to say you don't know, because what else do you have? People don't know what's going to go on with this, so you're guessing at it. So I'm just going through, like, for the example we went through, I'm looking at oil prices. Then we start looking at the futures market and backwardations. But if the war doesn't end for another month or two or three, all that's thrown out the door. So you have to come in each day, subscribe over there, and I'll tell you kind of economic news for the day, what my expectations are, and the real reasons behind all this. So if you're coming in right now with a contract, just lock them in. Lock it in and don't worry about it. You can always have a chance maybe down the road to refinance. Now, somebody said to me yesterday on one of the posts, they're like, hey, Dan, how'd that marry the house or date the house and marry the rate or whatever the heck they were talking about? And I said, well, if you bought last year, hopefully you refinanced a couple months ago at 5.99 when rates hit there. If you didn't, well, maybe you're not using the tools I have. So let me go over and show you guys, if you're a homeowner, what should you do? But if you're looking to buy that house, just monitor oil. You have to focus on oil. Make sure you get pre-approved or pre-qualified at least a rate about 0.25% to 0.5% higher. If you can afford those payments, then you can probably afford that house. If you can't, maybe don't buy, or maybe look at a lower price range. Don't try to maneuver it, because if you're not financially ready, it's not good news. So if you want some tools to help you with this, if you're a homeowner, home buyer, even a realtor, loan officer, go to my website. Folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And the reason why I do my show is I'm trying to just help educate you guys on what's going on with mortgage rates for real and what's really going on in the housing market. I have a video or a blog coming out today. It's calling out the house crashers. Check it out. It's pretty cool. But you can go down through here, and if you're looking to buy that first house, how much can you really qualify for? It's right through here. What's that mortgage payment? What is it really? You go to all these sites and they're just terrible. So let's go over here. If you're a homeowner, got two things for you. If you want to just track rates, you missed it. You're like, okay, I bought that house. Okay, but now I'm really trying to date that rate. I needed better rates and you missed it. Don't miss it again. Go up there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. Plug in your mortgage information. Here's what I want you to know. We're going to track two things for you. Where the rates go. So if you're saying, okay, Dan, when rates get to 5, call me, text me, and email me. Well, rates aren't probably going to get to 5, but we also put in there, how much of a monthly savings would you want? $200, $300, $500? The average person, well, before the war, we were helping the homeowners. We were reducing their rates by 1.3% and savings of over $500. So check it out. We might be able to help you guys out there. So let's go and recast some of the news that we have for today. We have backwardation in the oil market. We have where I said through here, where mortgage rates are going to stay stickier for higher for longer. So check out my article in homes.com. And let's go back, and we're going to end this thing with the chart. If you guys have any questions, let me know, because I'm going to end this thing at the chart. Minus 22 is not a good number, folks, but it's not going to be as detrimental as, let's go to a five-day chart. How was it on Monday? Here's where Monday started, or wherever we were the other day. Down is bad. Okay, this is way bad. We started having a recovery yesterday. This was, remember, the war was supposed to end. Oil prices were supposed to come tumbling down, and there was another head fake. So now we're back down 23 ticks. What's going to happen next? You're going to have to subscribe and check this out daily to see where mortgage rates are going. But if you need some help with a mortgage, you're looking to buy, refinance, anything of that sort, I'd love to help you out. So, folks, my name, like I said, is Dan Friel. Love to help you out. If you're looking for a mortgage, check us out at therateupdate.com. That is it for today. But check out my blog that's coming out later today. I'm calling out those home crashers. Where'd it go? It was supposed to be worse than 2008. Well, I was actually waiting for house prices in my area to go down like 50% so I can buy up some houses. And unfortunately, the house prices kept going up, and actually mortgage rates are also going down from where they were as well. So housing crashers, you completely got it wrong. If you continue to watch those, God bless you. I hope you're using them for entertainment purposes, because it's when you look at the fact base of what their information's coming from and what they talked about, they're doing a pretty dismal job. So if there's no questions out there, thank you for joining me today. That is it. I will be back tomorrow morning.